For a great Chicago show, we can tell you where to go. You should dial your radio to the Skinny and Hooley Show. It's the Skinny and Hooley Show.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hooley, what a gorgeous night it is here.
It's so beautiful. Hey, you're listening to the Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal, Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois, WCEV. We're Chicago's ethnic voice, 1450 on your AM dial. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever happen to miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com. It's
People
global.
They listen to us in Ireland, Hooley, with a lot of... Expats. They go to Ireland.
Yeah.
They listen to us over there, which is really great. But real quick, Hooley, before we start the show, just tell me really quick. I know I can't go on the trip to Ireland this year. What are the dates and when are you going?
October 11th to the 18th, the Crack Tour of Ireland. Me and Gino Cooney. And you know what? On Tuesday, July 3rd, we're having a very special cocktail party with Emer Arkins, All-Ireland fiddler, dancer, and singer, who's going to be joining us. And that's our only opportunity to meet her and hear her play with her friend Eileen Gannon. So come on by the Heritage Center Tuesday, July 3rd. The party's at 7 and the concert's at 8. Hope to see everybody out
but
there.
But there's still seats available.
There are still a few seats. Just a few choice seats available for the once-in-a-lifetime trip to Ireland with Gino and Hooley. We're going to miss you, Skin.
No, I know, but it's just a screwed up time. But anyways, that's okay.
What's a screwed up time? Oh, for it to go?
Yeah,
oh,
it's okay. Just so
well,
for me. But
I
it's going to be
a great
trip.
You're a grandpa now.
And we got a lot you got a lot of great people going. I know.
We do. We have a lot of returners.
Beto might go. He told me.
Oh, terrific!
I told him. I said you'll. Good. Dave Durkin and Rita are going. I said you got to go with him. You'll have a ball.
Barry O'Connell's going. Do you know him?
Yeah.
He's the best, and he's bringing his wife's sisters, and should be great.
By the way, I saw Touchdown Tommy McDonald today.
The T-Dogger.
He said he was coming down to the show.
He didn't make it.
He didn't make it, but Froggy says he's going.
Good. Froggy and Mary Ellen.
There's quite a array of characters. That's all I can
there are.
Say.
It's filling up fast. So, folks, if you want to go, get in touch with our friend Mary Weebler at 1-800-624-8338 for details. Mary Weebler, 1-800-624-8338. Or you can sign up online at www.grouptripsandtravel.com. Or check out Your Irish American News. We've got a big ad in there. But more
or
importantly,
the Beverly Review, too. Or the Beverly Review.
Also, but Tuesday, July 3rd is the big night to meet Emer.
Yes.
Emer Arkins. Now, we had quite an interesting evening before the show tonight, Skin.
Yes, it was great.
We were shooting a little PBS show called Our Irish Pub with our friend and hostess with the mostest, Katie Grennan. And tonight we also had Catherine O'Connell. And Jimmy Moore, it just sounded terrific right here on the river with the boats going by and the fountain going off.
It's a beautiful night down here.
Was
I was telling Katie how you cut me out of the show before a little earlier.
Hey, you know what? Money talks, BS walks. I know you're a busy man.
it's going to work out great. From what I saw, it was just
I'm not in
fabulous.
The show.
No, I know you're not. They couldn't get a
remember originally it was going to be me and you, and I thought, who wants to look at a couple of old guys?
I know, but where would they get a wide enough angles
exactly.
lens to get you on
well,
there?
Well, thank
so.
You. hey, a little rim shot from Billy Wooten. All right, so I do want to welcome back to the, and she hasn't been on in a long time, our old friend Katie Grennan. Katie, welcome back to the Skinny on Uli show.
Thanks, guys. It's great to be here.
Yeah, and you're still on tour with Gaelic Storm.
I am, yep.
Playing at the Heritage Center on, for Irish Fest on July 8th. Is that what it is?
It's July 8th or 9th, whatever Sunday, that Sunday evening
Sunday
is.
Evening.
Yeah, to conclude the festival.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
It's a great way to go out with a bang.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You're the biggest draw there.
It is. That's a great night.
It's great.
That's the night I'm going.
Yeah.
Sunday night to go
I'll
see
be there,
Gaelic Storm.
Too.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good headliners this year. Wee Banjo 3, yeah. Liz Carroll, a lot of local artists. So
we've had
really good.
We had Jimmy Sullivan and Jimmy Moore on the show last week.
Cool.
Yes.
You know,
previewing what they're going to be doing.
Be and where were you just got back from a trip?
Yeah, Gaelic Storm and I were on tour for about 3.5 weeks. We started off in Annapolis, Maryland, and then
oh,
we
wow.
went off to Boston, and then we were kind wow. of around the New England area. Went out to down south in Illinois, very close to St. Louis, and then we went back to the East Coast and concluded the whole thing in New York City at the City Winery.
Gotham?
Downtown,
oh, wow.
yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
Right
and
in the heart
what
of
was
Manhattan.
Boston like?
We were actually in Canton, so it was a little bit outside of Boston, but it was their Irish festival. They only hold it for one day.
No kidding.
And, yeah, it was just on a Sunday. They had Jig Jam before us, so they had a good couple groups, and yeah, it seemed like it went really well. Their Irish center out there is similar to Gaelic Parks.
Oh,
so, yeah,
well, that means
nice
it's
community
a nice
center.
Very cool.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's really nice.
Yeah. And what yeah. about New York? You said you were at what place?
We were at the City Winery.
City Winery.
So that's a they just opened up a top floor to their main floor of the City Winery. So we were on their second floor. And they said it was the first band to ever sell out that portion of the bar. So
oh, wow.
Well,
yeah, it was cool.
Gaelic Storm packs them in wherever they go.
Yes.
They
yeah.
even had special Gaelic Storm wine for us. So
really?
They were selling
did
bottles
really?
With our emblem on it. And
did
I
you
think
grab a cool. couple of those to bring
I actually
home?
Didn't, but a lot of the guests did. There were none left by the time I was
oh,
done
sure.
playing.
And how many members of Gaelic Storm?
There's five of us. So Patrick Murphy and Steve Twigger, the two originals. They
Pete
were the
Purvis is
yeah.
one of the guys. Yeah.
Yeah, Pete Purvis and Ryan Lacy. Both of them actually live in Chicago.
Isn't Pete's wife Sheena Quinn, who
yes.
works for the White Sox?
Yes, she
yeah.
works for the White Sox.
Oh,
they both
oh,
just
I know
had a little
Sheena.
Boy. Yeah,
there you go,
yeah, she's
oh,
awesome.
I know. She's awesome.
Yeah, she's great. Yeah, great girl. They both had a little boy named Finn last November, the last day of tour. She went into labor, so Pete
wow.
finished the show, got on the next plane, and he was with her by the time.
Oh, God,
yeah.
awesome.
That's great.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Now,
really
you know, this was before you were with Gaelic Storm, my granddaughter. I brought her to Irish Fest, and
mm-hmm.
she jumped up on stage
Did she
with
really?
Gaelic
she
Storm.
Would,
and
she loves to dance.
And Patrick yeah. goes, there's a little girl on the stage. I loved it.
Charlotte loves to dance.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
She's a dancing, singing fool. She's the best.
Yeah,
anyway,
she is
I'm
really
looking
dumb.
Forward to seeing Gaelic Storm and
yeah,
you.
It'll be great.
Because I saw you last year. It was great.
Yeah. That was my first time playing with the band in Chicago, so I was really,
well,
really excited.
We're rocking it.
And
yeah.
what time will you go on stage?
I believe it's either 8 or 9 p.m. I'm not sure, but we are the last ones at the festival.
I'm pretty
so
sure it's 9 o'clock.
I think it's 9.
Yeah.
yeah. Hopefully we have a good turnout of weather, and I know there'll be a lot of people.
Oh,
there,
it's going to be
so.
A grand
Gino Coney does a great job up there. I know that he's not the guy anymore, but he's
yeah, well, he's got like a week left or something
yeah,
like that.
But yeah, but he does a great job.
He certainly does. He really turned the joint around.
He
that's
really
for
did.
Sure.
And John, what was his name before him?
Never mind. We don't need to mention
he
that.
He was terrific.
Bozo.
Tom Boyle and him, they did a terrific job.
Excuse me. I got something caught in my throat.
No,
a fly, I think.
No, they were terrific. Gorski. What a great guy
yeah,
he did.
He is brilliant. Here, listen to Scooney and Uli. We got Katie Grennan here. And today she was just the hostess with the mostest of the new TV show, Our Irish Pub.
Katie, and how old are you now?
Oh, don't
I'm
ask.
Not
never
that.
Ask
I'm
a
air.
Lady
I
that.
Met you, I met you when you were like 21.
Oh, my
21.
God. What a
yeah.
terrible thing. Yeah.
That was just,
I think I was a little older than that. But
that was like
yeah.
3 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It's been a long 3 years.
I'll never forget. It was at, wait a second, it was at Fado.
Yeah.
It was at Fado, yeah.
And then I talked to you afterwards. I'm like, why didn't you tell me all this stuff before the contest?
Well, it was in my resume.
Oh, you mean the Rosa Tralee and all that? Yeah. I do remember that, yeah.
Who you think, Huli and I read the resumes?
Yeah.
Well, there's one of Huli's old girlfriends walking by over there.
She looks great tonight. She lost a few pounds.
Yeah, she does.
It's a beautiful night here on the river, folks. You got to come by any Wednesday night. Tonight was especially great because we had... Oh, the weather is just so delightful and worked out great for our TV show. But Katie played some tunes. Would you feel like honoring us with a tune?
Sure. I'll play two tunes that I just played for the show.
Oh, good.
So, by the way,
are these the ones you wanted to do over?
No.
Katie,
I wanted to do the intro that I was speaking in.
Oh, you'll be fine.
Katie, I listen to your CD all the time in the car.
I do too.
It's in my car door right there in that car over there that's parked illegally.
Oh, jeez. Well, at least you have an eye on it.
He's got one of those fake city parking things that says he's an official. Okay. All right. Here's what's the name of this tune, Katie?
These are two jigs. The first one is called The Cordial, and the second is called The Rolling Wave.
The Rolling Wave, because we were
on the river.
Right on the river.
Right. Yeah. This is the second track on my album as well, called The Second Story. And you can find that on iTunes and CD Baby and Amazon Music.
You know what? One question. Now, did you do an additional thing to the album, like an additional something came out?
Yeah, So it was more dance music.
Oh, yeah.
So I play music for Irish dancers. I played a lot for different competitions. And there's these special dances that kids really like to dance to, and all the teachers have them dance to it. So I played that music like 100 times in one weekend, and I thought I should just record it
and
people can practice to it. So I did that. It was not a full album release. It was more designed just
for
dancers.
What did you call that, the lake?
It's called The Vanishing Lake.
The
tune itself is called The Vanishing Lake, but I recorded it 16 different ways
for
dance class. And I was really hoping that my non-dancer friends would not buy it, because they're going to be very disappointed when they open it up. And they're going to be like, why is that? It's an hour long of the exact same tune. I want to, you know,
That
break
way you
the
can
CD
learn
in
it.
Half. Yeah. But luckily, it's not even in a CD form. It's only online. Music's getting so expensive to produce, and no one is buying music really anymore.
That's terrible.
It's all streaming, so figure just put it up online, and people can download it and stream it. I didn't even put it on a CD because it's not worth it.
Didn't you too screw that up by putting out their album?
I think it's
for
been
free
a long time coming.
Well,
technology.
That's another story for another day.
Yes. All right, now with two jigs, Katie Grannis. Thank you. Nicely done. What was the
Katie Grennan.
What was the name of the last one?
The Rolling Wave.
It has a yearning quality to it that is lovely.
It does.
Doesn't it?
Someone wrote it who wanted to be by the sea.
Yeah, it's just like,
The Chieftains recorded that.
Oh, did they?
Many years ago. Yeah, they made it. I mean, it was obviously a popular tune before that, but they really catapulted it.
The Rolling Wave. And here we are right on the river. Rolling Wave. The boat's going by.
Mm-hmm.
You missed it, folks.
How are your mother and father?
They're good. They said to say hello. They were really excited I was coming down to hang out with you guys. So.
Andy and Joe.
Andy and Joe are doing great.
Yeah, that's great. They're so nice.
Yeah, they're the best. I stopped by. We were, Gaelic Storm was playing about an hour outside of Pittsburgh last week. So, we played in West Virginia, but it was very close to Pittsburgh. So I got to spend an afternoon with them, and they came down to see the show.
What about Jackson? Your brother.
Jack, he's good. He's in Chicago.
You know what was pretty hilarious, like 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago, you were on the show, and you announced that Jack was a champion dancer.
The crowd went nuts.
And there was some friends of Gino Cooney. They tormented him.
Yeah, I'm glad he had to go to pipe practice.
Oh, he had to go like he was like, I'm out of here.
I think he was the first time he was early to pipe practice.
They were tormenting him. Jack, get out. They were like, demanding that he
dance.
There
were kids too, and they asked. One of them actually went up and I think asked for his autograph because she was so happy to see him back. It was really, they were really excited. Yeah, I think I was trying to do a nice shout out to him and say I'm playing this tune because Jack used to dance to this
that
when he was
backfired.
A kid. Really backfired. I don't think he was very happy with me as usual. So it's okay.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
And that's why you should drop by the Crack on Thursday night, folks. You never know what's gonna happen. All right,
Katie, you're living in Chicago. You're traveling all over the place.
Yes.
Got the world by
you're
the tail.
Doing CDs.
Yeah.
And now I
hear you're doing a TV show.
Now you're doing a TV, but I hear you're going to run the Chicago Marathon too.
I'm going to try. Gaelic Storm convinced me to sign up with them.
Why they do it?
Yeah, the two guys do it every
God.
Year,
Holy
and they
God.
Run it in honor of ALS.
Oh,
so
good for them.
One of their best
so
friends
cool.
just passed away.
Oh my.
They get sponsorship, so I already got sponsorship from Team ALS,
and
now they're announcing it at every show that we're all running the marathon.
There's no backing out now.
That's what they said. Yeah, they said that, you know, once we do this, you can't back out. So we actually pass a huge bucket that says Home Depot on it at every single show, and Patrick announces it. And
that is so cool.
We pass it around the entire. I mean,
what does Home Depot have to do with it?
I don't know, but they're saying they're hoping they want to get sponsorship.
Oh, they kick in dough.
Yeah, they haven't yet, but maybe they will. So anyway, we pass this bucket and we pull in about 500 to 750 a night from people just donating.
Oh, that is fabulous. To pledge to the ALS thing. That's terrific.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we'll be doing
them.
It all summer. So by the time we get to October, we'll have done 50, 60 shows.
That well, don't you have to kind of train for something like that?
Yes. And I started running. And I think it will be good to actually do something besides drink and sleep in on tour and make music. So,
But I've been doing that for 50, 60 years. Come on.
I'll still do that.
It'll be the best thing you ever did.
Yeah. I need to go get
some but we don't
remember,
want you.
I'm going to tell you right here, when you cross the finish line, you will cry.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure I'll
you
be
might
doing
cry
a lot more
before
than
that.
Yeah.
No, I'm just telling
we
you.
Don't want you coming back looking like skinny, though. We please.
That would be a long dip. Listen, Holy, you're not exactly an oil painting. But anyways.
Oh, boy.
Listen to this, though. We gave out medals. Special Olympics gave out medals when people came across the finish line. It is absolutely unbelievable because so many people are doing it for somebody else that they know, or their parents died, or sister is sick, or it's whatever. We always
that's what's great about it.
It's great, and when they come across the finish line, I mean, most people would never think they could do it.
They point at the sky, right?
Yeah,
they do.
I mean, it's really, really emotional. Very, very emotional. Now, I'm not talking about the people up in the front. I'm talking about the ones that the regular Joes
who hang in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of fun.
Oh, good for you.
But you do got to put the time in.
Oh, I will, yeah. Well, I have, you know, the guys and I wake up every day and we're down in the tour bus and they say, Katie, how many miles did you run?
In the morning?
Yeah. Because they sometimes wake up now at like 7 or 8 and they run their two, you know, you know, maybe not, definitely not 2 miles. They run their 5 to 8 or whatever on the treadmill. And they did it all last
year.
And I never really thought about it. I was like, oh, whatever. You know, they're crazy. But now that I'm actually doing it, I'm like, oh, my God. That was a lot of work they were doing while we were actually touring.
And what helps, too, is you get that in your head and you're like,
you feel good.
I cannot stay out tonight.
Exactly.
I got to go. I got to run 10 miles tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And you become a little, everyone becomes a little obsessive.
That's never stopped you.
That's true. That's true. Well, I am an exception to the rule.
Okay. Yeah.
The guys like it, though. They said that they have a trail app that helps them find out wherever whatever hotel we're staying in.
Where the
it shows all the trails
or
around the area.
Cool.
So they said at this point they're sick of running on treadmills, so they do their
best
to go out and see the trails. And it's kind of a cool way to discover the
to see the cities.
To see the cities or towns or random.
Oh, it's fabulous.
As long as you go in the right neighborhood.
Yeah.
I can nail some trails around here. I wouldn't run it right.
Runner's World did this thing about the best place to run in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they they hit all these different cities. The best city to run in the whole world, Chicago, was number one.
Yeah, there's a lot of
people. Nobody has a lakefront like our lakefront.
Yeah,
nobody does.
I know.
And you can run from the lakefront into Englewood. You're going to do some running, my friend.
The pace quickens there. But
the pace picks up a bit. I got to get out of here.
Oh, no, but you go to the beaches and the 31st. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And when it's really hot out in the summertime, what we do is we run.
Jump in the lake.
You just take your shoes off, jump in, jump out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Because you're usually pretty sweaty or hot.
Yeah.
And I know it sounds crazy, but it's the greatest thing in the world.
I wanted to jump in on last
you
week.
You just ran a 95-degree weather.
Did
you really?
Yeah. I only did about 4 miles. But
so what?
You've got to watch yourself.
Yeah.
We got to take a break. But you stick around, will you, Katie Grennan?
We're going to
take a break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show and be right back after these messages from our friends.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have 2 outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooley.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
And we're back on the Skinny and Uli Show. Skinny's back from the bathroom, and he gets a big round of applause.
Thank you very much, Uli.
Thank you. Hey, Skinny, let's remind everybody, Special Olympics.
Oh, John Murray's going to come on and talk about this.
All right, good. You know, I called PJ today, Skin.
He said
first of all, you know, when I'm walking down Western Avenue and look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great saloons, I see the ghost of my old pal, Jimmy Goff, through the mist. He says to me, hey, Uli, who died?
Uli, I know some people passed away, but I did not get the list, and you didn't get the list, and PJ didn't get the list, or did we?
PJ did not have any dead people today, believe it or not, and that was a good thing. he said, this is the first time, I think that's the first time in our whole
history,
and we've been doing obits with PJ for about 9 years, but I did have a guy, Patrick Doc Connolly, Skinny?
Yeah.
All right, Doc is an old friend of Butch McGuire, and remember the great Butch McGuire. So Doc told me Eddie Carr just died, who was a lifelong partner of Vicki Shields. He was from Boston, but just an amazing Chicago guy. He was in the Navy, and then he pursued art at Columbia College in Chicago. He joined the world-renowned Butch McGuire's establishment as the artist in residence. For over 30 years, Ed created the very iconic and colorful Christmas decorations that define the bar.
Second to none.
As well as its distinguished logo. He is survived by his siblings, Frederick, Lawrence, Deborah, and Dennis. He will be terribly missed by Vicky's parents, Andre Shields and Peter Shields, as well as siblings Julie, Holly, and Christopher. Eddie was adored by 10 nephews. Anyway, just an amazing guy. His undeniable love of music, the Allman Brothers Band, jazz, and blues festivals, travel. Just an incredible Chicago character and a very good and old friend of Patrick Doc Connolly is our one resident tonight in the Who Died section. So God rest Eddie Carr, God rest his lovely soul.
You know, I knew him from the festivals.
Did you?
Yeah. Butch McGuire's was always great to us. They're a great, great place. But if you went in there around Christmas, you still go in there Christmas.
I've seen it. They had the trains and all
phenomenal,
that stuff.
Phenomenal. The job that he did.
You know who else has a pretty nice Christmas decoration? Is our old friends at Riley's daughter.
Oh, yes. Boz.
Speaking of which, I wanted to tell a little story, Skinny. You know, we had the grandkids stay over.
That is great.
It is great, but it's not easy, okay? Friday night was not bad because it was Charlotte, and she's 8. Saturday night, Mikey, the 3-year-old, okay? That's a little bit of a different story. That is not easy. So I happened to be switching the channels, and I caught Jaws. I said, Mikey, you're going to love this. We got the great scene where the guy
Robert
who plays
Shaw.
Robert Shaw gets eaten by the shark. And I said, hey, Mikey, check this out. And he goes, whoa, that was great. Anyway, I thought, well, that's going to give him
some. The kid will never go near water.
That's going to give him some bad dreams. Anyway, so the next morning, I thought, now what do we do with him? You know, Mary brought him to Mass. He was naughty. And it's like, now we got another 4 or 5 hours with this 3-year-old. And he's bouncing off the walls. I said, I got some passes for the Brookfield Zoo. Passes. I thought, well, that covers the cost right there. We get in the car, we drive over to the Brookfield Zoo. Parking, $14. I said, I got passes. Yeah, don't make any difference. Okay. Every time I turned around, that's $6. Right, that's $7.
By the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is America's guest speaking here.
Okay. And I want to tell you, it was brutal. And somebody told, Mikey kept saying to me, I love the Gorilla House. And Mary made the mistake of saying, oh, it stinks in there. That's all she had to say. We're walking in and he has a meltdown with about 8,000. Everybody decided to go to the zoo that day for some reason. And he goes, I don't want to. I went, wait, all these people, I got to pick them up and go against the wave of traffic. I said, that's it, we're going home. No, I'm not. It was a nightmare. So
usually
thank you.
The little kids love the zoo.
He did love it until Mary mentioned how bad it smelled in there. I said, well, that's because gorillas go poop outside. What's the big deal? Anyway, it was a nightmare, and I want to thank Brookfield Zoo for being grabbing every single dollar they could at every minute. And that's supposed to be a not-for-profit organization.
So yeah, are you.
I know I am, but I don't do that. I would never do that. If I give you passes, you're going to get in for free. You don't have to park for $14. So there's my rant about them. And you know what, Skinny? I wish, would you please give me a hand with this door? Push it. Oh, it's so heavy.
Brookfield Zoo is no longer charging $14 to park.
Who cares?
The Bachelorettes Luke Pell and girlfriend Holly Allen break up again.
Who cares?
Lamar Odom's juicy new book will reveal what led to the end of Khloe Kardashian marriage.
Who cares?
Khloe Kardashian finally has a wax figure, and the resemblance is so spot on, it's scary.
Who cares?
Ron Perlman peed all over his hand before shaking hands with Harvey Weinstein.
Who cares?
Duchess Meghan's dad, Thomas Markle, blasts Queen Elizabeth II for meeting Donald Trump before him.
Who cares?
Duchess Meghan is nominated for Teen Choice Award.
Who cares?
Twin Peaks co-creator David Lynch. Donald Trump could go down as one of the greatest presidents alive.
Who cares?
And finally,
the most important person, Rosie O'Donnell, mounting one-woman Broadway show.
Who cares?
Mounting. Hey, you know what? I met that guy, Ron Perlman.
Rosie O'Donnell?
No, I never met Rosie, thank God. I met Ron Perlman, one of the ugliest individuals I've ever met in my life.
Harvey Weinstein?
Well, Harvey, you know.
He's not an oil painting.
He's no oil. Hey, let's close it up. Skinny, give me a hand. We got it. That's it.
I got it.
Get on my shoulders. You're killing me. Yeah. Reach the latch at the top.
I got it.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, thank you.
Oh, holy. Let me down.
Oh, man, that takes a lot out of me. Boy, that Rosie O'Donnell, she sticks in my craw. That's all I can tell you.
She's wonderful.
Hey. And we're back with Katie Grennan. She's texting away. You know, that's good because you have
the dexterity of your fingers on the fiddle,
kind of at the same thing as texting. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
I texted so much when I was on the van with Gaelic Storm my first couple months.
On the van,
because we're not really allowed to talk in the van, which is...
Why not? Yeah. That's crazy.
They've been on the van for so many years that...
What is it, Russia?
Yeah, it feels like it sometimes.
You're not allowed to talk.
That's actually probably good.
No talking policy, unless we really have something that urgent that we need to say, like... Wow. You know, stop off for the bathroom.
It's like being in Moscow.
But I was texting so much different people to keep in touch, because I was away for weeks at a time.
Because you're a good communicator.
Exactly. Yeah. But I was starting to get like
arthritis in my thumb
on my right hand. And I thought it was from playing the fiddle so hard.
Oh,
and then
and
I
wasn't.
Ended up finding out it was just really through for the
carpal
texting.
Tunnel.
Yeah.
Now, well, let me ask you a question. Now, you're into the tour. And at one point, somebody must have said, Katie, we don't talk on the bus.
Well, they mentioned that within the first day.
Oh, they said.
They called before I signed the contract.
We just want you to know, keep your trap shut, you know? Wow.
Yep.
Does everybody observe it?
Yeah.
But if you're sitting next to someone on the bus, can you whisper or anything?
No.
Does that count?
Do you read?
It has to be something. Yeah, I read. Oh. I listen to podcasts.
Oh.
And I try
you can plug. You can plug the earphones.
Oh, yeah, there's plugs. Which is good, so you can charge your devices or
whatnot. That is really interesting.
Apparently, the chieftains, like, after many years, they were told, like, they would tell the hotels that they stayed in that they all wanted to be on different floors because they didn't even want
they
to
were so
see
sick
each
of each other.
That would be very hard to be traveling and doing all, oh, my God.
Yeah,
I understand that.
Well, Huli and I have a lot of brothers and sisters, so
yes,
we know exactly
what
you're talking about. It's like... Shut up.
Okay.
So can you do us another tune?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do two reels. The first one is called The Green Groves of Erin. It's an old traditional tune.
The Green Groves of Erin.
Yeah, but we also play it in a Gaelic Storm set that's pretty popular called the Samurai set. And then I'll go into a reel after that called the Reconciliation Reel.
Oh, that's what I like to hear. The Reconciliation Reel. Katie Grannon doing the Reconciliation Reel, and she also was joined by the great Jimmy Moore there at the end.
Thanks, Jimmy.
He's loading up his car because Jimmy Moore and the wonderful Catherine O'Connell were on our TV show tonight, so they're still here. But they hung around and had a few geezers with us afterwards.
Catherine is leaving now. She's the best.
You know what? The Reconciliation Reel. Reconciliation is now is confession.
Yeah. You can change the name.
I know. I like that, though. I mean, did I tell you my confession story? I told this on the air. Back around Easter, making my Easter duty, and I'm going by St. Peter's. And do you know where St. Peter's is downtown?
Yes.
It's a great church because nobody knows me there, and I can go in and confess. And they priests don't know who I am. And I figured I'll get in there for my Easter duty and get it done. And there's two old ladies in front of me. I thought, well, how bad could it be if we, you know, they're going to go in and...
It's a true story, Katie.
It's a true story. And all of a sudden, I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. The old lady's in there for like 20 minutes. I said, what the heck? And, you know, and then the next one goes in. She's in there for 25 minutes, and the mass starts, and I'm sitting there. And finally, I get in there, and I go, okay, Father... You know, bless me, Father. It's been, you know, 6 months. And blah, blah, blah. I get angry on him. And he goes, all of a sudden, he thinks he's Dr. Phil. And he goes, oh, you get angry. What makes you angry? I said, I'll tell you what makes me angry, Father. Waiting 45 minutes to get in here on Easter week when you're supposed to be moving people through. What the heck is taking so long? Oh, he did not like it. He goes, hey, that's beer. I called him Dr. Phil. You know, I was like, what are you, doctor? What makes you angry? You do. Pick up the pace. So I think that was like the last time I went to Reconciliation, but that was only, what, a month ago, April.
Did you end up leaving? Or did
no,
you...
I got three Hail Marys. I got an easy, you know, it wasn't bad.
He just wanted you out of there.
Maybe he did, yeah. I've had other injuries.
No, didn't you say to him, now who's getting angry now?
Oh, yeah, I did say that. He started out and said, now who's angry? He did not like that. You know what? It's funny? Another confession story. When I first got married, you know, I had been away from the church for a while, I'll admit it.
Your wife was not real close to the church, was she?
Yeah, she was and is to this day. But she said, you know, we're getting married. You got to go to confession. And so I went to a church in my neighborhood, but I had originally gone to church at St. Malachy's, the Actors' Chapel, in Manhattan. But this time I went to Holy Cross, and I see an Asian priest going into the confessional. I figured, this guy's going to be a cinch. He won't know what I'm talking about. So I go in there, I go, I, you know, it's been about 12 years. I've probably done everything. And he goes, what? What? And I said, well, you know, and he goes, where do you live? I went, where do I live? And I started breaking out in a sweat. What do you mean, where do I live? Where do you live? I said, I live right around the corner. This is your parish. You do not come here. You come here. You do not go to St. Malachy. He got into it. I said, are you going to absolve me or what? Come on. He goes, yeah, and he gives me the, reads me the riot act. But it's a rough thing, reconciliation. Yeah. That's what it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be, you know, go in there and get up, take a beating. Reconciliation. Just like that tune.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. Enough with me. You're listening to Skinny and Hooli Show. We're having a blast here right on the river, as we do every Wednesday night here at Lizzie McNeil's. Come on by and join us. Are we taking a break, Billy? Is that what's going on here? We're going to take a break here on the Skinny and Hooli Show. I'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame, played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooli sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the South Side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today, we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yeah, our old pal, Brendan O'Brien. Oh, my gosh.
I saw Brendan the other night. I had a lot of fun with him. Him and Boz.
Oh, did you? Where'd you see them?
Matt O'Shea had the 19th Ward party.
At Riley's?
No, at the Beverly Arts Center, but I stopped by there.
Okay.
They were there. We had a lot of laughs. Don't worry, you came up in the discussions. And
I'm not worried.
Skinny and Hooley's show came up, and we talked. And
long-time sponsors.
Yes, they're the best.
God bless them.
The best. Yeah. Hey, well, Hooley, we got a real special guest here, John Murray. You know, you've heard me talk about the 50th anniversary and Special Olympics beginning here in Chicago, and we've had Ann Burke on the show, and we've had everybody. But anyways, John Murray is with Arena Partners, and we have gotten together with Illinois and International Special Olympics, and we've hired him to do a lot of the work, especially raising the money.
I thought that was your job.
We had to get a professional to raise the money for the 50th anniversary. He's done an outstanding job because we wouldn't be able to do.
It's a big deal.
It is, because you can't do anything without the dough.
Absolutely.
A lot of people have a lot of ideas, and then it's like, where are you going to get the money? Well, he has, John's got a great background from the West Side, St. Angeles. But anyways, he's done an absolutely tremendous job. So we're going to have a great celebration. So I want to thank John.
You know what, Skinny, as Pete Nolan used to always say to me, it isn't the money. It's the money. Money is what everything thrives on.
So I asked John to come on just to say a few words about the 50th anniversary that's
John,
coming up.
John, welcome to the Skinny and Hooley Show.
Thank you very much.
Great to have you on.
Great to be here. Beautiful night.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Yeah. So you got the 50th anniversary coming up. Soldier Field, what is it, 17th to the 21st?
17th to the 21st. Got a whole week-long of activities planned. First ever Unified World Cup. We got 24 teams coming in from around the world.
Wow, that's
playing
huge.
Soccer. We got great teams. These teams, which are formed with athletes that have intellectual disabilities and athletes that don't have intellectual disabilities, playing together, unified.
Cool.
Side by side, and these teams play at a level that is unbelievable. They quite frankly, they play as good as MLS teams, and these are the best teams from different countries around the world. We got China, Russia. We got teams coming in from Egypt, we all over the world, and 8 female, 16 male teams competing.
And they're all combined.
All unified, correct.
Yeah. Wow.
And they're coming in, we'll have 500 athletes and coaches coming in from around the world. They'll be playing preliminary rounds 17th, 18th, and 19th up at
Soldier Field.
At the CIBC pitch up in Lakeview.
And
Friday, January 20th, the actual 50th anniversary of Special Olympics, they'll be playing out at Toyota Park, the finals.
Sure.
And that match will be televised by ESPN. First time.
No kidding.
First time Special Olympic sports ever been televised live, and it's going to be fantastic. And we're also going to have a celebrity match out at Toyota Park that night with some really key players. Zico's coming from Brazil. These are legends in soccer. Drogba's playing. We've got fantastic athletes, professional athletes coming in that are supporters of Special Olympics. And
then these
incredible athletes on these unified teams playing for the championship. So it's going to be a fantastic night. And that same day, earlier in the day on Friday, we're going to dedicate a sculpture and monument out at Soldier Field to Special Olympics, commemorating 50 years of growth, but also looking forward to the next 50 years. This is a fantastic,
is this
incredible
the Eternal
sculpture.
Flame
Eternal
thing?
Flame of Hope.
Oh, yeah.
This sculpture by Richard Hunt, who's a local artist, prolific artist.
I know who he is, sure.
Yeah, fantastic guy. And he has created this 30-foot-tall sculpture, and it's going to have a real flame. So People's Gas is one of our supporters, and it's gonna be a gas-powered flame,
and it's
going to be fantastic. It's going to be right outside of Soldier Field. We think this is going to be as popular as the bean for people coming to Chicago.
Cool.
It's just fantastic, incredible sculpture.
It's as high as the street light right here.
Yeah. 30 feet tall, and you know, it'll be lit, and we'll be able to control. That flame will be eternally lit, so it'll be an eternal flame, and lit from the flame in Olympus, Greece. And
oh, wow.
It'll be... It'll stay lit, and for Bears games or concerts or other things happening throughout the years, Special Olympics games in Chicago, state games, USA games, they'll be able to light the torch from that, and we'll be able to control it. So it can be, the flame itself can go as high as 15 feet. It's incredible.
Holy cow.
Incredible. So we're really excited about that. That'll be dedicated at 12 noon on July 20th, Friday, July 20th. We'll have an event up there.
Friday.
Oh, okay.
And that'll be part of... The law enforcement's been a great supporter of Special Olympics. They've raised over $600 million for Special Olympics over the years, about $40 million a year now. And they're going to do a commemorative run up to the lakefront from 39th Street to Soldier Field, and they're going to actually light the flame. So that'll happen about 10:30 in the morning on Friday, July 20th. They'll come in, they'll run across the field at Soldier Field, they'll light the Eternal Flame of Hope. And we'll dedicate it. And then later that night, the first ever Unified Cup Finals at Toyota Park. And then the next day, things get even more exciting. So on Friday, July 20th, we celebrate 50 years of Special Olympics history.
Right.
Born here in Chicago, Ann Burke, Eunice Shriver, out at Soldier Field, you know, 50 years ago. And now on July 21st, we start the next 50 years. And we're going to have this Global Day of Inclusion, incredible event, out at Soldier Field, absolutely free for everybody to come out
free.
To. Absolutely free. We're going to have 18 different sports. People can go on the field. You can go on the field and play soccer, participate in sports demonstrations on Soldier Field, right? There'll be carnival games. There'll be rides. There'll be food, beverage. There'll be live entertainment.
Dunk tanks.
Polar plunge dunk tanks. So we're going to have...
That's what you want.
We're going to have a mini polar plunge in the middle of July where people can dunk Skinny and others... Into ice water at Soldier Field. We'll have live entertainment. We'll have celebrity guests. Lots of celebrities are coming. Everyone can find out about the schedule and who's going to be there at www.specialolympics50.org.
Make sure you get the 50 in there.
Yep.
Hey, you know what? That's terrific.
And then one last thing.
Yes, yeah.
And then that night, so that's 1 to 7 on Saturday, July 21st, and at about 6 o'clock on Saturday night, going through to 11, we're gonna have an incredible concert celebration at Northern Island,
just across the
harbor from Soldier Field. We're gonna have an incredible concert. We just announced this week that headlining that concert is gonna be Chance the Rapper. We've got Usher, we've got Smokey Robinson with a throwback to, you know, a legendary throwback to 1968. We've got OAR, Jason Mraz, and other guests, celebrity guests and artists are gonna be announced soon. So just an incredible star-studded a concert, and it's all a fundraiser for Special Olympics. So come out, do what you can to support. If you want to get your name on the flame monument, you can do so. Just go to that SpecialOlympics50.org, and you can see details on the flame. And anybody that donates more than $500 or more can get their name engraved on the on the monument at Soldier Field.
All right, so everybody get out there. July 17th to the 21st.
Yes. John, thanks so much for coming on.
Good for you.
My pleasure, guys.
Did a great job. Thank you again.
We're going to take our final break here.
I just want to give a shout out to Skinny for all he does for Special Olympics. He's our chief fundraiser.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages from our friends on the Skinny and Uli Show.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they are service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember, Their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third generation family owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted in Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know, you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today, available at your local grocery store.
This is Mike Houlihan. I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years, since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has saved and changed millions of lives. It's been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There is no more Irish thing you can do.
Skinny, we have just a few minutes left. Katie's going to do your favorite tune.
We want to thank all our guests. It's a farewell song.
Thanks, everybody.
Song. We want to thank Concern, and I know you're a big fan of Madeline Albright, so Huli, we'll have Katie take us out with...
What is it?
Skinny's favorite.
Oh, okay.
Ashokan's Farewell.
All right, the great Katie Grennan. See you at Gaelic Park.
See you
Sunday
bye.
Night.
Okay.
See you later. Bye.
Bye.